When can I leave the Cowboys? When is it acceptable to desert your team? 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. John in the car.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
How do you think it would be? My brother was a diehard Dallas fan. I've been Patriots. What's worse, having 20 great years and now you can't even watch, or not having anything at all?
Right. I don't know.
Right.
And both sound attractive.
What is worse? So they've won 5 Super Bowls since I've been alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
3, I mean, I clearly remember.
Yeah. Spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a few, I was like, second grade.
Right.
Yeah, my brother would at a certain point, would be like, he'd come over, we'd watch, and he'd be like, yeah, I guess I'm rooting the Patriots. My team sucks.
Oh, yeah. Vikings never won.
Right.
Jets haven't won since 1969. When's the last time the Lions won? They're due. They've never won?
Never.
Right.
They look great.
Teams, yeah. I don't think they've even ever been in the game.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think
they've
ever.
Were they one game away from the Super Bowl last year? Or were they in the Super Bowl? I thought they were in the Super Bowl, no?
No, I don't think so.
No? They were very close, I remember that.
Yes. Is that how everybody felt about the Patriots?
Oh, man, the Patriots were good before Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But they were, you know, unspeakable after.
They were stellar.
Yeah, no, I know. But, like, you know, watching now, everybody can't stand KC because of all the flagrant stuff that goes on.
Taylor Swift was 7 years old the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
By the way, we had cell phones back then.
Yeah.
But we didn't have BlackBerry. You couldn't communicate. You know, you couldn't send an email through your phone.
No. Like all kinds of technology.
You could take a phone picture, but it was like all pixelated.
Right.
Couldn't play video games on your phone.
Nope.
What was Google called back then?
Backrub.
It's called Backrub.
It's called Backrub, yes.
That's how long it's been.
Right? The hell is that?
Hey, that was Google. It came out
of Backrub. That was a good name.
Yeah. The search engine is called Backrub.
All right. Thank you, John.
Yep.
Nick in Oakville.
Hey, Chaz. First time caller here.
Welcome.
Just want to say you guys are great. Best part of my morning. But
thank you.
Real quick, I'll get over. Maybe you liking the Cowboys is like the Deathpool thing. Maybe you liking them is keeping them from losing.
Oh.
Keeping them from winning.
Right.
They're losing
that's
fine.
What I meant. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Right. Keeping Jimmy Carr alive, keeping them from winning.
Right. Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Wow, you're a catalyst. Chaz, a catalyst.
Maybe it's me. Can I tell you something?
Oh.
I had Disney stock, and I sold it like decades ago.
Yeah.
And right now, I'd be on an island if I would have kept it.
Oh, yeah.
They flourished after you jumped off.
That's right.
Wow.
It was doing great. Yeah. I bought it. Then it started tubing.
Hmm.
And it tubed for so many years in a row. I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
Hmm.
And then it was Marvel and Lucas and all these movies. And they bought ABC.
Right. It's an empire now.
Or ABC bought, which one was it? Yeah, whatever.
Right.
They bought ABC.
Said, thanks, Chaz.
They got bigger. They got a lot bigger.
They got a lot bigger. Top story today. The Cowboys still suck.
Boom.
Happy Columbus Day.
Yes.
There's no real big story.
No.
Other than I'm suffering here.
Yes. We need the end of suffering.
We need to end the suffering.
Right.
Either. AJ, you're a Vikings fan. They've never won the Super Bowl.
Although they've never won the Super Bowl, but they're kicking ass this
year. They look great.
They're undefeated so far.
You've only been a fan for a couple years. How many?
Like
3 years,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you haven't really suffered through a lot of...
Right.
No, you've had some good teams. You've had some good years to root for.
Yeah. I mean, they've been getting better. You know, the last time they were in the Super Bowl was in the 70s. But didn't quite.
They never won.
Yeah, never won. Yeah, at least they made it there. So hopefully they make it there again this year. Yeah.
Cowboys haven't been there since 1996.
I'm sure, they went to go see games.
They were one game away. Then Tony Romo took half his team to some island with what's her face?
Oh, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, okay, great.
Right. Way to go, guys.
Yeah.
Party afterwards.
Most people would practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Party afterwards.
No, not you.
Yeah. No.
Gary McNamara is on the phone. He used to be the police chief in Fairfield.
Right.
He's a top security guy over at Sacred Heart now. And he's a long-suffering Jet fan.
Oh.
You have some help for me?
Support group.
So hold up a second here. Are you calling me to get some help or just to make yourself feel better?
Either or. Which
isn't
one?
It the same thing?
Which one works?
Right. Wouldn't me feel better getting help?
You suffer more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're suffering together.
I'm feeling so down. My team sucks. Yeah, exactly. My team sucks. I don't know. Let's call somebody who has experience with their team sucking.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Right, with some pointers.
Yeah.
Like, how do you survive every day?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Are you numb?
All I know is that I watch you guys. Now, listen, I watched your team last night, and I wanted to tell all the Dallas fans, listen, just watch the Jets. I mean, don't waste your time. I don't know.
It is very difficult to spend that much time in front of the TV, which I love watching football, but
right.
It's tough to just sit there knowing that you're just going to be miserable.
Right, just how bad are they going to lose?
Is there a team you'd feel comfortable jumping over to, or would you just leave football
Kansas
altogether?
I would be 100% a bandwagon rider. I would go with Kansas City.
Okay. Just to have that feeling again.
Kansas City or even Detroit looks great now.
Right.
I have a really hard time not liking that Detroit team.
Yeah.
They're really fun to watch.
It's just gritty. It's everything that's great about football, you know? But
yeah.
Not a ton of money. No one's
tonight's our night.
What's that? Who?
I think tonight's our night. You know, I'm wheels up 3
Jets
o'clock today
tonight.
Going down to, you know, because I go to every home game, so.
It's unbelievable.
I bring a really good fork, dude. Get a real good fork and just jab it right in your eye and then get prepared for the game.
How about pocket sand? Pocket sand's better. Pocket sand's good.
I like that you care about your eye and you pick a good fork, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I like that. I like what you're saying here. You just gave me a little pearl of wisdom here.
Right.
Stab myself in the eye before the game starts,
and
it's not going to get worse.
Right. Plus, it can't be as painful as your eye.
Right. And you're only going to see... whatever the blood doesn't
obscure.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't explain it. I can't explain every game, every time, every home game. I drive 2 hours down. I drive 2 hours back, get all dressed up, cheer, and they stink. Then every Sunday when they're, I can't explain it. I don't know. I don't have any answer for it.
Have you thought about bailing?
Yeah, because I don't know.
Have you thought about bailing?
No.
Really?
No, I can't. You know why? I did. You know, I shouldn't say that. I thought about it. There's a kid, Chestnut from Sacred Heart, that plays for Tennessee, so I watch him all the time. But I thought about it, but I can't. You can't. I can't because I can't do it. I can't.
You're in too long.
I'm a Jet fan for life.
Yeah,
I'm a Jet fan for life.
How did you become a Jet fan? Was it your dad?
Yeah.
What happened?
How are you infected?
No, I don't think I have a lot more faith in my dad than to make me a Jet fan, but I don't know.
Did you defy him?
You know, I don't know. Do you remember
Joe Namath? Do you remember the 69 Super Bowl?
No, I'm not
no?
that old.
Wow. Okay. I remember Joe Namath.
I don't remember that
Super Bowl, but I remember he was a rock star quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe the first guy in the sport.
Brief moment in time.
Was it bad weed?
Brief moment in time, I was going to be a Cowboy fan. I was going to be a Cowboy fan for a short period of time because you and I grew up at the same time, so Cowboys were winning.
But then
the sack exchange, Mark Gastineau.
Oh, I remember him.
I just jumped ship and said, and that was it. And then I'm done, and I can't do it. But I thought of you yesterday watching the game. I mean, I can't say I didn't. Think about texting you, but I know what it's like to have a friend text you and say, you know, your team sucks. I think you know they do.
Right.
Oh, no, I do. It's a drag because I love football so much, and they just suck the joy out of it. And anytime I see them, I just know they're going to blow.
Can you sell them?
And every now and then they get lucky and win a game.
Yeah.
But anytime it's tight and they're playing a good team and it's like, all right, they have, you know, whatever amount of time to get down there and score a tie, you know they're going to – it's not a question of – are they going to screw it up? It's like, I can't wait to see the ingenious way they're going to find to screw this one up.
How they do it.
They're going to do something so stupid.
Their method.
That it's going to shock even us.
Right.
We've seen it all.
Right.
And, just blows. It just blows. I can't even have football. Like, you got to suck the life out of this for me.
It's
part of the slogan now.
Everything else in my life.
We're going to suck the life out of you.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And then the worst is like at the beginning.
Can I call in tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. We should check and see how you're feeling then.
Right.
If you could dial the phone with your bloody eye.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Gary. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right. I'll see you guys. Be well. Right.
If you're just tuning in, I'm thinking about bailing on being a Cowboy fan.
Go for it. You have enough time.
Mark in Bristol.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good
morning.
So I've been a Dallas fan since 92. And like you said, the Jerry Jones, like they just micromanaged. It's never going to happen again. And last year, in the beginning of the year, I said, I got to pick a new team. And I decided to pick the Lions, but I was still on the fence. And I said, well, if the Lions make it to the playoffs, that's it. I'm done with Dallas. I'm going to go with the Lions. And sure thing, they did. So last night was a little bittersweet watching the game, you know. But
You're a Lions fan
now. It's never
too
late to bail.
See?
That's, yep.
Where's the loop line? Never too late to bail. Fresh beginning, new start. Yep.
What a great game for you last night, then. That was
a great game for you.
I could have great games, too.
You can tell his life in his voice.
Yes, I could hear it.
The joy.
It's like I haven't felt that good.
The happiness in his throat.
For 28 years.
It was. You know, and like you said, Jerry Jones, it's going to go to his kids. They micromanage. They don't let players play. They don't let coaches coach. So they're never gonna like get there.
He's a great businessman, but man, not just
stick to business.
I don't know enough about the game to be able to say do this, do that, do the other thing.
Uh-huh.
I just know: are you winning? Right. Are you losing?
Right, exactly.
You're losing.
Yeah.
Right.
You're stinking up the place.
Maybe the team's a write-off for them.
The NFC is so in shambles.
Thank
though.
You,
the
Mark.
Thing is, like, even with all that, the Cowboys are right there. So I was going to ask Mark, like, if the Cowboys make the playoffs, because they could win the division easily, and they beat Detroit in the playoffs, does he come back?
Yeah.
Now what?
I don't think he's coming
back. I don't think you're allowed back.
I heard joy in his voice. He's already on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they lose, because, again, this is October. This is early season.
The grass is green
over
here.
You can still come. There's plenty of time. There's plenty of games left.
But we all know the Cowboys are not going to be that team.
Right.
They're just never going to pull it together.
They're one game back right now. That's it. That's all that it is. It's one game.
There's no stink of failure. Mm. Yeah. That smell of failure. Oh.
No, they're...
Like dog poo and bad
stink fest.
Yeah, it's like dog poo and bad sneakers.
Ugh.
Yep.
It's embarrassing.
It is. You can go. You're getting the best years of your life. All right, now go walk out that
door. It was my first year in Long Island.
Yep.
I came back. I lived in Dallas when they were winning. And then, I'm originally from Connecticut, moved around the country.
Right.
But the last time they won was my first year in Long Island.
That must have been awesome.
It was great.
And then what happened?
I feel like Dr. Phil haven't right seen.
And then what happened? I feel like Dr. Phil over here.
Chris in Fairfield.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to say, it's Chris in Fairfield. Yep. There's more to NFL than Dallas. Dallas Cowboys is just one part of the whole thing. And secondly, there's three reasons why I no longer watch the NFL. Dallas, New England, and that excuse of a Super Bowl last year. The league had to fix the winning of the Super Bowl through the Chiefs because it's Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Right.
So those are my three reasons I no longer watch.
Can't be around failure.
No, but you see, I'm not a conspiracy theorist
but
with Taylor Swift, but you said something important. I can watch other teams.
Yeah.
I just won't watch them anymore.
Right.
But I like to root for a team.
Right. You know?
Again, I don't blame Taylor for the what happened last fall. That thing was fixed during that. If you watch the Buffalo Bill game against the Chiefs, that was not a touchdown against the Bills. That he was outside that pylon. He knocked the pylon over. They called that for them because they had to. The league did that because of the star power of both Swift and her boyfriend.
Right, hurry!
I don't blame her directly. I blame the league.
Taylor's landing. Hurry!
Yeah.
The
same way NASCAR fixed the races for Hendrick.
You know, you're not helping me feel better. I'm more depressed now.
Great.
All right, Chris. Thank you. One more quick one, and then we're out of here. John and Wilkett.
Hey, we gotta lower your expectation this year, man. They don't got it this year.
How low can you go?
No, they don't.
How low can you go, though?
I know. Well, you know, you got two rookie offensive linemen. You bring back a defensive coordinator for the third time. It didn't work the last couple times. Why'd you bring him back? So, you know, I'm a fellow Cowboys fan, but I knew a 500 season was this year. So it doesn't bother me. You're going to lose to the good teams. We'll beat these teams. We'll finish.
I got to go. I just want to.
Maybe just don't watch anymore.
Give me a fork.
Play like pickleball or something.
I need a fork. Okay. It's stunt or stupid.
Yes.
We get to ask AJ truth or dare type questions.
Right.
And if he doesn't answer them,
right,
he gets a bug zap to the face.
Oh, God. That's actually louder than I thought.
That doesn't sound like a good time.
Yeah, it does not feel good in your finger, but it's in my nose.
That doesn't sound like a good time.
No, it does not. And if you have cooked spam in there now,
probably could.
spam.
All right, it's stunt or stupid.
Stunt or stupid.
203-882-9757. AJ, have you ever had sex with a man?
Sex with a man, no.
Why'd you have to repeat that?
I don't know why. Just sex with a man, no.
Okay.
Never have. No, not putting it down. I'm just saying that.
What is the last lie you told?
Last lie I told.
The last question?
No.
Okay,
the last lie I told was when I said I was looking something up for you.
10 minutes ago.
Yes.
I knew you weren't. Okay.
Have there ever been any guests that you've had a crush on? And who are they?
Well, you can't. That's a two-parter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, there have been guests that have a crush
on. What are their names?
AJ.
Wow, you'd rather do that than just say who? Great question.
Thank you.
There's one we already know.
You know who it is?
Bryn.
Yeah.
Right? Why don't you just say Bryn Gingras?
You know, I probably should have done that. Wow.
He has multiple. You don't want to go through them all.
I feel like Rudolph.
There's one that's current that you didn't want to say.
There's a recent, yes.
There's a recent.
There's a recent, yes. Spicy. There's a recent, yes. That's why.
What's that, Ruth?
But the zap.
I know who it is.
I can zap you right now.
Ruth knows. How does Ruth know?
She edits the videos. She gets to see AJ like, hey.
No, she was, was it the
microphone.
Okay, make the two.
Ruth.
Make the two.
Ruth.
Oh, Maitland Ward from last Friday.
Oh, but yeah, I don't have a crush on her because
there's another one.
She's on, not here. No, these are actual guests who are in studio.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Wow. These are actual guests who are in studio.
What's her name? What was the lady with the whip?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Lady Elizabeth. Yeah, no. Very nice person.
What does she call the dominatrix?
Yeah. Dominatrix. Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah.
She likes AJ,
yeah,
I think.
I don't like people who hurt me. Yeah. They hurt me a lot.
And
seem to enjoy it.
The first time she was here, she let you be a cat.
Right, I know that. Yes.
Meow.
Yep. Licking milk out of a bowl.
Yeah. Doing all kinds of weird stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Usually I drink a lot first.
How can we get to the bottom of this one?
Oh, I don't know because I have a zapper. Hey, look what you did. Look what you've done now, okay?
Have you ever cheated on someone before?
No.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good one.
What was the most embarrassing thing you've ever done on a date?
Embarrassing thing I've done on a date? I let one go accidentally.
Okay.
Yes.
Are there any coworkers you don't like?
Oh, pfft, any place, really.
Who's your least favorite coworker here?
My least favorite coworker here.
Oh.
Let's see. Least favorite.
Great.
Yeah, least
that's
favorite.
Great.
Least favorite. It, wait.
Oh, God.
It makes a funny burning smell when I do that.
That's the nose hair.
Is that what the deal is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It smells like barbecue dog hair. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
It's going right up.
Yeah.
Woo. Wow. Right to the tip of his nose. It's one of those tennis rackets.
Yeah,
that's
the bug zapper.
Bug zapper.
The Wanders, yeah.
I want to get one of those. Those are good.
And he's actually fun. He's great at parties.
Your poor nose.
Yeah. Well, I was going to lick it at one point. Chaz's like, no, you're not. So thank you, Chaz.
Once again, you see my bacon.
What's the craziest thing you've done on public transportation? The
craziest thing on public transportation? Chewed tobacco.
What's the most scandalous DM that you've ever received?
Scandalous DM?
Yeah, like someone sent you a scandalous DM. What did it say?
Oh, I had some dude like found me attractive and wanted to know if I wanted to be with him. I'm like, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, no. I don't know, but I'm flattered, but no.
What's your biggest turn on?
My biggest turn on. When someone says yes.
That's a good one. Truth or zap?
Yep.
Ask AJ a question. If he doesn't answer it, he gets a bug zapper to the face.
Yes, I do.
Comedian Ayesha May in studio.
Hi.
And we're taking your calls at 203-882-9757. Jeff.
Yes, how are you? Good morning.
Hello,
good
Jeff.
Morning.
All right. So most embarrassing thing on a date? Is that what we're talking about?
No, it's any question. I don't even think you know what's happening, do you?
Ha! All right. I'm in.
Okay.
The question's for me, though.
The questions?
No. Yeah.
Does it feel like Monday?
Yeah.
It totally feels like Monday.
Okay. Thank you. And it does feel like most people are off.
Right. In many ways.
Yeah, it's Columbus Day?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Where do most of your embarrassing odors come from?
Ooh.
My embarrassing odors come from? Obviously my ass.
Okay.
Are there any of your friends' wives that you would like to maybe hook up with?
No.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, wow. That's kind of insulting to the wives. They may be beautiful.
No.
That's a very difficult.
That's a scandal one.
Well, he already said he wouldn't
have a crush on any of the wives, maybe?
No.
Okay.
Jerry the painter.
Hey.
Hey.
So AJ, out of all the regular callers, who is the most annoying to you?
The most annoying to me. I would say Joe the car Nazi.
His whole deal is to be annoying to you. Though.
Exactly, right. And he does it well. He does it well. Yes.
He really does.
Yes, he does.
He times it well, too. It's never at the same time.
No. And when he does, he zings me pretty damn good. Yes.
All right. You answered the question.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you.
Come in.
All right. Have you ever stolen anything from work?
Stolen from work? From this job?
From this job.
From this job? No.
No.
No, not here. No. What's the steal?
Paper for your printer?
No.
I love stealing paper. Toilet paper? I did that at my old job.
Toilet paper. No, because most businesses don't have good
toilet paper.
Learn nothing.
Me. Yeah, right?
Yes, right. Seriously.
Yeah. All right, we can ask AJ anything, and if he doesn't answer it, he gets zapped in the face. Like, how cool is this?
Very.
You get to ask anything.
Right.
And if you don't get a real answer, boom, pow.
It's a treat for you. Let's try my sinuses a little bit.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. It's Stunt or Stupid, and we're doing Truth or Zap today.
Yes.
Ayesha May's in studio.
Hi.
And you can call in your question, 203-882-9757. My wife Jennifer's on the phone.
Oh.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Did you hear AJ doesn't think you're attractive?
Yes.
No. She's like a sister to me.
People that are in that line.
She's like a sister to me. That would be weird.
I mean, it's like a brother, you know?
Exactly.
It's like saying you know, you have a crush on a cousin or something. It's just some things you just kind of can't do.
Wait, that's bad, right?
Totally
bad. Is that bad?
AJ,
uh-oh.
Have you ever, be honest, have you ever had sex in public?
Ever had sex in public?
Why do you repeat the question?
I'm just making sure I heard it correctly. I've never had sex in public.
Oh.
No, it's always been behind closed doors, and if I was lucky.
Okay, well, we just exposed another lie through this because you said you were having sex on a football field and the sprinkler system.
I went to.
Out.
I was going to. It never came to fruition.
Okay.
It was as things got heated, and then the thing went off.
Okay.
I'm like, what the hell is that? it actually prevented it.
Okay.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. But I am willing to learn.
To have a sympathetic. What's that?
I am willing to learn.
Just not with you, Jennifer.
Right. Right.
Yes. No. Thank you. That's totally fine.
Because you're like a sister.
All right. We got to go.
Right.
My brother.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you.
Ryan and Milford.
All right, so I've been listening for the past hour. So the first thing I would just want to state is that you guys told Aisha no one's perfect, so I don't want a nothing out of this question, AJ.
Okay.
What is the one big major flaw Jimmy Coplett does about promoting in Connecticut?
That doesn't do with me.
Still a question.
Oh!
Yes!
God!
That was I cannot believe how loud it is.
Was that brighter than the last
it
one?
It looks really painful.
Because you remember when flash used to go off?
I think it's sucking the electricity out of your brain at the same time.
You know, when you blink, you see like a flash?
Yeah.
I think you're going on right now.
Your eyeball melted a little.
Oh, my God.
That was a great job. I just wanted them to get zapped.
All right, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's the whole point. Thank you,
Ryan. Satisfied everybody. Thank you, yes.
Carlo in Waterbury. Sounds like you're in a plane. Go ahead.
No, I'm not in the plane. I'm in the truck.
Okay.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
Thank you.
Good. Hey, who are you voting for in this election?
Who am I voting for?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say?
Of course you are.
Trump.
There you go.
That's what you wanted to know?
Seriously, yeah.
We could find out so many things.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to put your foot into your mouth?
No. I'm not ambidextrous.
No. I think you've tried,
I take care of my feet. I don't want to suck on my feet.
What do you think you do?
Yeah, no. Okay. That defeats the purpose.
What's the weirdest thing in your search history right now?
The weirdest thing in my search history?
Yes.
Like if you were to go on your phone and like look for the last like 5 days.
There you go.
It was just the weekend. Some weird stuff happened.
You know, folks drink.
Don't
wanders.
You want to tell us?
No.
Wouldn't it be great told us?
Wonderful. It'd be juicy.
The fact that you guys can is even better. Why it smells like really smells in here from this burning.
Does it smell like toast? You might be having a stroke.
Thank you, Phil.
Chaz and AJ, what's your question for AJ?
Okay, since he hasn't had sex in public, has he ever had sex at a function?
At a function, no. Okay. Again, willing to learn.
That's great.
Yeah. See, that's usually the answer. Bah, ha, 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 ha.
When is the last time you had sex?
Oh, God, it's been a long, long time. Long time. As for how many years? It's been a long time. Damn. It's been a long time. Matter of fact, I got charged out of that.
Hit yourself on the nipple then next time.
I don't think it'll go off my nipple. I'm not going to try, Phil.
Have you ever had a crush on a coworker?
Yes.
What was their name?
Yes, I have. Many times.
Oh, many.
Many times.
Yeah, different coworkers. Yeah, throughout the years. Yeah, many times.
Many times.
Many times, yeah.
Name the most recent.
Yes. The most recent would be...
God.
Boy, that smells. That really stinks.
Would you rather name the most recent coworker you've had a crush on or read us the weirdest thing in your search history?
Maybe I'd rather just throw it for froof. How's that sound?
What?
I don't even know what the froof is.
Give the public what they want.
God.
The tip of your nose is bright red right now.
I appreciate
now.
That. I can lead Santa's sled now.
If you switch genders for a day, what would you do?
If I switch genders for a day,
get out of all the speeding tickets.
Yeah, seriously. No. That's a tough one. I guess I would examine myself. Is that weird?
What's the most scandalous photo in your iCloud? Or on your phone.
My most scandalous one.
The most scandalous photo in your phone right now.
It was a shirtless photo of me.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's the most scandalous.
Yes.
Not of you, just the most scandalous photo in your phone right now.
Yeah.
The most scandalous photo you have in your phone is of yourself.
Yes.
Have you ever sent anyone an inappropriate picture?
No. They've been very appropriate. They asked for it, and I sent it. I can't even talk anymore. I'm going to zap my face all the time.
Imagine if you were zapping your tongue.
Probably. Oh, yeah. That was original thought. And thank you again, Chaz, for stopping that.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's not going to happen.
Chaz, I'm in the morning.
Yeah, you might have been mad and thrown me off the fuff.
Next week, we're going to play Throw Phil Off the Roof. See, I said, nice there.
What's your... Nah.
What's my nah?
Yeah. What's your biggest fantasy?
My biggest fantasy? Winning the lottery. Winning the lottery, have you anything I want?
You know, he is telling the truth on that one. As lame as that is, yes. That is the truth.
Because with money, I can do anything I want.
What's the one thing you hate people knowing about you?
That one really hurt. That one left a mark.
There was some whiplash on that one.
Yeah,
I saw the head go backwards.
That was brighter than the star.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.